2018, Board of Selectmen, and we can stand for the pledge.
2:30 PM.
I pledge allegiance
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Today we have the budget review, the department head annual review, and then I think we have two other business items, correct?
Two follow-up items on the Lakes Region Planning Commission, electricity supply and oil supply, propane. Because of the timeframe, it has to be taken care of this week. Unfortunately, we didn't give us a lot of time this go-around with that.
Do we want to go through the Lakes Region stuff first?
Sure. So I followed up with Lakes Region Planning Commission about the oil and propane contract because it spanned over two fiscal years. And also, the fuel delivery date and the contract period date didn't quite match up. And so I followed up with them, and their response was that the contract period is for September 1st of 2018 to May 31st of 2019, so within this fiscal year. Because usually for these, we like to have a one-year contract. The reason why they have that amount for fuel delivered June 2019 through August 31st, 2019, is because Pemmy River Fuels is trying to indicate that they will honor that pricing for a full year if we renew a contract with them again at the end of this one. So the contract itself is only till May 31st, 2019, but they wanted to indicate that they would continue to honor that pricing if we renewed with them. And if you look on the second page, under three fixed price terms, it says this contract shall begin September 1st, 2018, and expire May 31st, 2019. And they were beyond their deadline to sign in, but they said that if the board wanted to participate, they could vote on it today and still participate. I also spoke with the library, and they have no objection to participating for that, for this, or the electricity.
Perfect. So they'll get the same price we do like the last time when we added them?
Yes.
So if they're going to install their tanks at no additional charge, okay, what is it, does it cost anything to get rid of the old tanks?
Generally, it doesn't because it's property of the other provider, so they come and take it. I don't believe we own them. Let me look at the inventory here.
I'm thinking
The only one, so we own some. If you look on the spreadsheet, we own one oil tank here. So we own the oil tank here. And then we also own the oil tanks at the library. And 565 Sanborn Road, that must be a life safety building. The other ones are owned by the current provider. But that just references propane, and those are all oil tanks. So from what I can tell, all the propane ones are owned by the current provider.
Yeah, I think those were switched out from like Irving or whatever they were before.
Yeah.
So they'll just switch them all out.
Looks like we own all the oil ones.
Right, which is generally, I think that's pretty standard. Usually just the propane ones that you rent or
And the only other question I had was, is that the other provider provided our employees with an employee discount? If so, if we go with the Hemi River Fuels, did they offer anything like that?
I didn't see it in their bid sheet that they provided.
Because they would have seen, they wouldn't might have seen that in the contract.
I wasn't aware that employees were receiving a discount.
Well, trust me, it's not a big deal, but I just wanted to find out just in case that we'd actually get offered an employee discount that would be an employee discount. Oh, yeah.
I don't see anything in the contract where they mention that either.
All right. So what do we need to do with this, Katie? We need to make a motion to...
You'd need to make a motion to enter into the two agreements and sign. One is for the propane, one is for the oil.
So there's two contracts we need to...
Yeah, this is the...
Two different motions.
Yes.
This one's the propane.
One is for propane.
Propane, yep.
Okay, I would make a motion that we approve and sign the Pemmy River contract for 65,000 gallons of propane at a fixed price of 1.49 per gallon for the contract period of September 1st to May 31st.
September 1st, 2018 to May 31st, 2019, and I'll second that.
Yeah.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Motion carries.
I would also make a motion that we approve the Pemmy River contract for heating oil number 2 grade, 55,000 gallons. Contract period to run from September 1st, 2018 to May 31st, 2019 at a price of $2.449 per gallon.
I'll second it.
Yeah.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Motion carries.
Sir, originally.
Pass these to the clerk.
Just one.
And then the one other LRPC item, as you may recall, they went out to bid again for electricity supply, but they did not receive any bids that they thought would provide any savings for the communities. They just reached out that Eversource recently released that they're increasing their prices to 0.09142. And subsequently, LRPC has received refreshed prices from the other bidders, which are lower than Eversource's, which they will continue to increase, though, if we don't jump on quickly. So they have a little spreadsheet here for you, and they would like to know if you would be interested in participating. And if you are, then... I can just let them know that you're interested in participating and they can move forward with documentation.
This is the So we're going to move forward with the Eversource pricing?
No, it would be the LRPC proposed supply rate.
Yeah, electricity aggregate. Savings of $1,212 total. Is that what this is?
That's the difference, yeah, between what we would be paying with Eversource and if we were able to lock
if
in at
we
this
go
rate.
With the new one. So we would be saving that much with going with this.
Yeah, minimally, right? And then it could be more than that, John,
yep.
if So you get a
better... Depending on the rate set.
Right.
Well, I think we should go with it.
To move forward with the LRPC...
Yep.
Supply rate?
Yep.
That,
I don't know how other people think, but...
No, that, because I just went through this at my house. We had the third-party supplier, and it only goes for so long. And if you don't renew a contract, then you get the higher price until you catch it. And if you don't catch it, you just keep paying it. And I, like, went from $98 to $170 per month, and I thought, what did I buy?
Yeah.
What did I plug in?
I would refer you guys to Ian Raymond, who is the electricity... And Dana New Gurus.
Yeah,
how to save electricity, how to save money, all that.
They've actually stepped forward to regenerate the energy committee.
Wonderful. They save the districts.
Yeah, they're going to start looking into some solar stuff, and I think Andy stepped forward too.
Good.
I just keep seeing his old hand go up. All right, so that's all set. Do we want to do?
Okay.
We can do Julie. Julie Longin.
Yep.
So since this is your annual review,
mm-hmm.
you can either choose to have it in public or non-public.
Oh, non-public.
Non-public?
Yep.
Okay. So, Selectman present. Stilettello. Olmstead?
Here.
Kidmore. Motion made to go into non-public session made by?
So moved.
Seconded? North. Right. We're going into non-public session under RSA 91A:32C, matters which if discussed in public would likely adversely affect the reputation of any person other than a member of this board unless such person requests an open meeting. This exemption shall extend to an application for assistance or tax abatement or waiver of fee, fine, or levy if based on inability to pay or poverty of the applicants. Roll call vote to enter non-public session. Salatello?
Yeah.
Olmstead?
Yes.
North? Yes. Public meeting tape.
2:41.
Enter non-public session at 2:41 p.m.